From the start, they created turnovers. They created their opportunities. Congratulations to them. We knew they were a skilled team and a fast team that played tough defense. We knew we'd have to backcheck hard and disrupt their plays. I think we did a good job of that. BSU plays a tough style. If you don't make a play, they come right back at you. They frustrated our team with their style of play. It worked. Yes, it was exciting. Yes, it was a big game. We'll enjoy it for a few minutes, but we still have business to take care of. Think those were quotes after last night's game? They were not. Quotes in the Bemidji Pioneer, March 28th, 2009. That after Bemidji State knocked off Notre Dame. Now, no, I'm not comparing last night's regular season win over North Dakota to the biggest win in Bemidji State's program history. My point is this. Bemidji State played with an identity that night against Notre Dame. Tough, forechecking, aggressive, in-your-face, just torment you all game long. Bemidji State did that at times last night, but not enough for their head coach. This from Tom Ceratori after last night's game.
It's not any individual player. Everybody has to play with an edge, and that was part of my beef with the guys a little bit in the second period is that we didn't play with an edge. And I don't want to watch and spectate. I want to attack, and that's the whole mindset. I want our guys attacking.
Beavers need to play on an edge. Be aggressive. Be a thorn in the side of their opponent. 0-0, almost two periods in. Mitch Wolf scoring on a second wave rush. Up the near side wall, Eric Martin. Martin drops the puck back. A shot, he scores! It's Mitch Wolf! One-timer off the pass of Martin, and Bemidji State goes up 1-0. What a pass, what a shot.
Man, that is a heck of a shot from the defenseman. Beautiful play by Martin. He uses his speed to draw the defenseman over.
About midway through the third, Issa Parekh made it 2-0. Game, set, match. Beavers get it back, it's Riley Funk. Carries it to the left side corner, spins away from pressure. Back behind the net. Centering pass out front, Issa Parekh, and he scores! Issa Parekh's third goal of his career. The freshman puts Bemidji State up 2-0.
Just great persistence by the Bemidji forecheckers, and I think it was Riley Funk using that 6'4" frame to be able to get that puck and get it to Parekh.
North Dakota got punched in the mouth last night. Something tells me they didn't like it. Something tells me they'll do the punching early on tonight. Bemidji State better be ready for it. Notre Dame head coach Jeff Jackson after the Beavers beat him in the Midwest Regional in Grand Rapids, Michigan. BSU plays a tough style. If you don't make a play, they come right back at you. They frustrated our team with their style of play. It worked.
We weren't clicking on many cylinders in that second period, but again, only in hockey. We make a big play at the end right there. Marty hits Wolfie with just under a minute to go on the rush, and then we get a 1-0 lead. And you could kind of sense it. You guys probably sensed it in the press box. I could sense it on the bench. There wasn't going to be a lot of goals scored in that game. And getting the lead was huge.
Bemidji State frustrated North Dakota last night. They'll go for win number two of the weekend next. It's our Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.